All right, we've got some heroes in today's reading, and we're going to shout out their names so that we remember. Ready? Shipra. Pua. Those are the two midwives. Levi's wife. Okay, we have a name for her, but we have to dig a little bit. If you go to Exodus 6:20, you're welcome to, but you don't have to right now. Her name is Jochebed. So say Jochebed. And then Moses' sister, Miriam, yes. And then Pharaoh's daughter. We have to dig outside of Bible sources. It's in the Talmud, and Leanne reminded me this week, it's also sort of in the Ten Commandments movie, although it's not really a biblical source. Well, let's look at the Ten Commandments to see what the Bible says. Usually it's... Anyway, her name from the Talmud is Bathia. So, Shipra, Pua, Jochebed, Miriam, Bathia. Why, of five of the most important women in the Bible, and there are more, but these are really important women that I have to, we have to go look for three of them to find names. And Moses, he not only got a name, but he also got a Hebrew word that associates it with its beginning. So he got Moshe, Moses. I mean, he got names that mean things in both Hebrew and in the Egyptian language. And he was just a baby. I wish they'd written more about these five heroes that we named. And I hope that we don't forget their names. What's the first one? Shipra. Pretty good. Pretty good. Shipra. Pua, Jochebed, Miriam, and Bathia. They're heroes. But they're not the only heroes in the Bible who are women. Here's some others. These are really much less known women of the Bible who are heroes. There's, I can't even pronounce his name, but Zelophehad's daughters. They are Tirzah, Mala, Noah, Hogla, and Milcah. And here's what they did. They successfully argued to Moses and the other leaders of the wandering Israelites that they had the rights to inherit property from their father. Even in their circumstances, and their father had died with leaving no male heir, their request would have been thought to be unheard of. You don't do that. Women didn't do that. But these five women successfully argued and got to inherit the property of their father. Then there's the wise woman of Abel, and I can't find her name anywhere. But she convinced Joab, one of King David's commanders, not to come and destroy an entire city looking for one enemy. She convinced him to wait while they captured the enemy. So she offered this alternative to destruction and victory at any cost. Said, really, you don't have to annihilate a whole city just to catch a bad guy. The wise woman of Abel. And then there's Jael. Now, Jael is, I probably shouldn't say it, it's a bad something. You've heard that phrase? A-S-S. If I said it really loud, someone wouldn't like it, but that's her. Jael. She is that. She invited a fleeing general, Sisera, into her tent. She hid him. She got him to go to sleep. And then she hammered a tent peg into his skull. The Israelites defeated King Jabin because Jael defeated Jabin's general, Sisera. Yeah, that's Jael. And here's one of my favorites. Talked about her before. The Syrophoenician woman, don't know her name either, but she found Jesus while he was resting, and she asked him to heal her daughter. And he, knowing that she was not Jewish, told her that he had to care for the Jewish people first. He had to help the children, not the dogs. Jesus' words, not mine. She stood up to Jesus. She confronted the racism in his comment when she said, even the dogs under the table get to eat the children's crumbs. That's from Mark 7. Jesus healed her daughter, and he learned something, too, from this Syrophoenician woman. These are all heroes. Every one of these women that I've mentioned are heroes in the Bible. Really important to the overall story, really important in that beginning part of the story. Shipra, Pua, Jochebed, Miriam, Bathia, Tirzah, Mala, Noah, Hogla, Milcah, the wise woman of Abel, Jael, and the Syrophoenician woman. And there are many others too. But we started today with the reading with heroes at the beginning of Moses' life. And earlier I mentioned that Bathia gave Moses his name. She gave the baby that she found in the bulrushes the name Moses, and then she said it meant drawn out because she drew him out of the water. And Moses' name does sound like Moshe, which is the Hebrew for drawn out. I may have mentioned this before too, though. Moses' name also sounds a lot like, exactly like, the Egyptian word for son of. And it would just be spelled M-S-S, but pronounced Moses. Think Ramses, R-A-M-S-S, or just R-M-S-S, son of Ra. So Moses was the son of someone unknown to Pharaoh. And it could be that Bathia was not only brave, she was really, really brave, letting her father know that she was caring for a child of a secret parent. We don't know his father, but we're caring for him anyway, father. And father did. She was bold, brave, heroic. That's Bathia. So, all these women, what can we learn from the story of all of these heroes? What can we learn by examining the extraordinary stories of these heroes? Because it's not all that common. I mean, we read the Bible and sometimes we think, oh my goodness, I don't like women at all. And it's true, the culture didn't respect women, but these women not rose up. They were important and known. Maybe they weren't known at the time. Maybe they were just sort of in the woodwork. We know the name Shipra and Pua, but they were midwives who were just doing their jobs. I think what we can learn is it's important to pay attention to the ones that society treats as unimportant. It's important to care for the ones who are on the fringe. Because, let me tell you, change happens outside the power hierarchy. Change happens with the voices of the powerless. Change happens with the helpers. Change happens with the demonstrators. Change happens with the peacemakers. Change happens with the ones who listen to one another instead of talking at one another. We don't have to aspire to be great and powerful. We can live by the examples of these women that I've talked about today. We can be ready to nurture. We can continue to be faithful. We can offer compassion and love. We can be brave, and we can remember and celebrate the lives of these and so many other courageous women. Amen.